brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've been talking about the murder of Oklahoma City Police Department Sergeant Terrence Yakey, who was Cop of the Year, Police Officer of the Year, for saving so many people in the building. Saw the BATF and their bomb gear, their SWAT gear. They told firefighters and others, yeah, we got a warning not to come in that day. They tried to order doctors and others to dress wounds that didn't exist to claim they'd been in the building. He started investigating it, and they brutally murdered him. And coming up on Monday, there's going to be a rally in Oklahoma City across the street from the police department. So if you're an Oklahoma listener, you need to get there. Colonel Roberts, what time is that demonstration again?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think it's 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm not part of it since it's 150 miles away, but it will be tomorrow.
But you're the guy that's been exposing this from day one.
No, I've been trying real hard, and I've got some other people finally interested in it. We've even got a lawyer involved looking at the case, and it's not going to go away. The administration, Oklahoma City, is going to have to figure out that until a lot of these questions are answered satisfactorily, that it's going to come back over and over again, and it can be something that can really hurt them.
Well, we're going to post the time and date. I've got to actually have the flyer right here, and we're going to have Mr. Emery on at the very end of the show, one of the organizers, to plug it properly. Just in closing here, we're going to have you up again in a few weeks, and we're always honored to have you, Colonel, good friend of mine personally. I believe we're starting to beat the New World Order. 10 years ago, I was really pessimistic, but I'm seeing so many victories. It's kind of like you plant the crops in the spring when there's lots of rain and lots of sun. Well, the tyrannies, the rain, and the abuse of the people and the corruption is the sun and rain. And people are really starting to wake up right now. Number one, do you agree with that analysis or add anything to it? And then number two, what do you see happening in the next few years as they try to accelerate their program?
Yeah, I agree, and there's it reminds me of the movie Zulu about the Battle at Rorke's Drift, where you had 150 Welsh infantry up against 4,000 Zulus, and they held out for 3 days, and then ended up the Zulus ended up just turning around and going home. This isn't going to end up with anybody turning around and going home, but it just goes to show what a few determined people who are going to stand their ground can do to massive odds. And I think the globalists are finding out right now that, you know, this path that they're going down isn't an easy one, and it's full of bends and the trail, and it's uphill, and there's a lot of ambushes along the way, and the troops are starting to rally.
I mean, we've talked privately driving along down the highway about how 10 years ago your fellow police officers laughed at you. Now you said it's like selling snow cones in hell, basically.
Oh, yeah. It's you know, I've got calls from guys that I've been retired 10 years now, and they said, you know, you were just way ahead of your time. We're just learning what you were trying to say back then. We thought you were crazy, and now we just know you're ahead of your time. And so that makes you feel kind of good that, you know, you get a little vindicated toward the end.
But I think that's one of the most powerful things we have in our arsenal in the info war, using the truth, they use lies, is that we're able to predict and diagram because we know the program. We've got their roadmap. It's not that hard. People think we've got crystal balls or tea leaves. That's not really the case, is it, Colonel?
No, it isn't. And if, you know, you link this up to prophecy in the Bible, and you link it up to when you understand that these people are satanic and Luciferian. I mean, you're talking to the Bohemian crowd bunch and all the rest of them. These people actually think that Satan is the guy that's going to give them all the power, and that's what they're banking on. And I don't think they read the Bible the same way as everybody else. When you read the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation and find out where this is going, and you can see where we're pretty much up to Revelation 13 in the mark of the beast right now. And the people that don't read the Bible don't understand this, and they can't see down the road what's going to happen next and how to prepare for it.
Well, I agree, and of course I believe in God and I believe in what you're discussing, but at the same time, just from history, working for tyrannies is bad for everybody. Even the tyrants end up getting overthrown by their own system. This is just plain bad if you're a student of history.
Well, yeah, I mean, look what happened to Hitler's henchmen. As soon as he took power, he got rid of all the brown shirts. I mean, this happened, the same thing happened in Vietnam when they got rid of the Viet Cong, and so on and so forth. You can, you know, you work for the bad guys.
Stalin, China.
That's right.
Cuba.
Well, and Ben Parton can really go into that. He knows a lot. When you talk to Ben, say hi for me, will you?
I will. Colonel Craig Roberts, we'll talk to you real soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be right back with General Benton K. Parton. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and JonesReport.com. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation were the organic response. The American people standing up against this tyranny. Before we go to General Benton K. Barton, who will be with us a little bit into the next hour, we're so honored to have him. Former head of Air Force Weapons Development and many other posts that he held. Of course, he exposed the Oklahoma City bombing and a lot more. He should be talking about the International Communist Program. And it is a program. It is a map. It is a blueprint. It is being executed. But before we do that, I want to state for the record that I've studied communist history. I have studied the 20th century. I studied the founding of the Communist Party before the turn of the last century. All of this happening. But General Parton knows a lot more than I do about it. But clearly, what the old-timers wrote in the 40s and 50s is exactly what's happened, proving they were right. Now, let me add something here. Communism isn't what the communists tell you it is. This is why people get confused. It isn't even what our media claims it is. Okay? It was created from all the research I've done, by large European financial interest that wanted to create a worldwide system to control wealth, the distribution of it, to break countries down into basically sectors that produce certain raw materials, certain countries that then put the materials together. I really call it modern neo-feudalism or mercantilism. The royals of Europe created mercantilism. The French did about 350 years ago, really hit its peak about 250 years ago. Where they would hand out licenses to certain key individuals and then everybody else, so it was free market for them, then you had all these slaves under it. And that's why you always see David Rockefeller supporting it, or Zbigniew Brzezinski supporting it, or all these elitists supporting it. So the average person in the street wearing a Che Guevara shirt thinks, no, no, we're fighting the man. We're fighting the establishment. Well, I looked at the workers.org, commie website, just a few days ago, and it was saying, workers of the world unite, we're for the illegal alien, demonstrators, oh, it's so great and organic, and we don't recognize any colonial borders, and we need to have a revolution. Meanwhile, it was Bush and Fox, Dallas Morning News, reported that openly hired Rob Allen and Co., a PR firm that got Bush elected, got Fox elected, to stage all these demonstrations. And Bush says, his own policy papers, a CFR paper last year says, we don't recognize national borders, colonial borders. It's the same terms, Agenda 21, UN treaties. So understand, the international money cartels are actually using the communist model system, which they funded to begin with, to put this in place. Now, I don't know if General Parton agrees with that analysis, but we have to have a paradigm shift here to understand that the dirty little, you know, guy in a foxhole who's a communist fighter, like Eric Blair, George Orwell was his pen name, he thought he was in Spain really fighting for the people against Hitler. Later, he learned it was all a big scam. So basically, that's what we're breaking down. General Parton, it's great to have you with us.
My pleasure to be back on your program.
You bet, sir. The statement I just made, do you agree with it, or do you disagree, or would you like to add something?
Well, that's part of the problem. You didn't cover it all, but that's a good hunk of it. And surely the international banking community has had something to do with from the very beginning. If you would like to get into the program of the Third International, it's not a blueprint, it's not a plan, it's a program.
A program.
And you got to think of it just like a program when you go to a theater. When you go to a theater, they give you a program. You've got a cast, it's rehearsed to play, you've got people who sold tickets, you've got a theater, you've got people on the Clegg lights, you've got everything there to produce that program. And you have to think of the program of the Third International as the same sort of thing. And when they set up, when the communists took Russia in 1918, and they took set up the first Soviet government in 1918, they put together another committee of their best and brightest from around the world to come up with what they called the program of the Third International, and that's the title of the volume that they turned out. And the volumes that they turned out for the program of the Third International, and you can find them in the documents of the Communist International, edited by de Grasse. They were published by Oxford University Press right after the war. A lot of them are extracts. I have the major documents I have in their full copy, but for the program of the Third International, you only have a few paragraphs.
Well, let's stop right there before you launch into this, because this is really important. I want folks to take notes, General Parton.
Yeah.
For those that don't know who you are, most of our audience does, but we have hundreds of thousands of new listeners every week, a lot of new affiliates. Give us just a short bio of General Benton K. Parton. I mean, you wrote your thesis at the War College on much of this. I mean, you really are an expert on it. And what proves you're right and your forebears right is that you look at the program, you look at their operation, and it's what's actually happened. They're carrying it out with stunning accuracy. Go ahead.
Well, there are pages and pages of, I would say, predictions. I was just extrapolating the program, where we're going to be, and recognizing where we were at the time and where we were going to be in that document I put together, the War College. It was really entitled The Sino-Soviet Conflict, Competition, and Cooperation, the Risk in Force Structure Planning. Because at that time, Russian and Chinese conflict was a major strategic disinformation program. And from 1955 until around 1989, the Sino-Soviet split was the major strategic disinformation program that the communist world was using to accomplish a lot of their objectives, including inverting the power balance in the world.
Now, I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but just tell us about General Benton K. Parton.
Oh, Benton K. Parton. Okay. Well, I've served 31 years in the Air Force. I had a degree in chemical engineering. I went through an engineering, I flew for 25 years, but I later went through a program in armament development. Got a master's in aeronautical engineering out of it, but was 8 quarters normally to get a master's, you take 3 quarters. And I got served as the first special assistant in the Air Force Systems Command for Advanced Weapons Concepts. And I started a lot of things from there on up for the next 20 years. I sort of managed a lot of the advanced weapon stuff.
Yeah, a lot of it's still classified. You can't get into that.
Well, the GPS that you have today, I started this PELS in 1971 or 72.
No.
Later, it was put in the satellite. We had it in the U2Rs to start with. And
you also headed up the HARP program, did you not?
Well, I started, that was part of a focused energy weapons effort. And the first laser effort, I started back about the same time. Wrote the first contract for laser in 1958, but I had the opportunity because I went through all that training and 2 years at BRL in the terminal ballistics area. I had a lot of training, more than almost anybody else in the Air Force at the time, and I was normally thrust into those positions, and I served all the way from the laboratory up to the Office of the Secretary of Defense. And then after I got out, I got a White House appointment and worked in the FAA as assistant to the administrator of the FAA. And I did the white paper for the transition team from the Reagan to the Bush administrations. But anyway, I had a lot of opportunities because of all the training and growth assignments that I had in that particular area. But it set me up for when the thing happened in Oklahoma. I flat knew from all the terminal ballistics work I had done and analysis work, because any time you're trying to get a new program underway, you have to prove the cost effectiveness and it can do what you say it's going to do. So terminal ballistics is a very important aspect of weapons development. And just like the hard structure munitions for going down deep and taking care of very, very hard targets. So that was done back in that period of time.
Bunker busters.
Pardon me?
You're talking about bunker busters.
Yeah, well, it's the test target for that thing was a 10-foot by 20 by 20 by 20 by 10-foot hunk of reinforced concrete, which is a kind of a hard target. But anyway.
Well, thank you for – I mean, it's important for folks to know your credentials because you're extremely credentialed, ultra-credentialed. Now let's go back to the Communist Third International in this program.
Well – In the jobs that I had in the weapons area, looking ahead 10, 20, 30 years in the future, what the communist world was doing and your threat for the projected future was a very significant thing with respect to what you needed to develop and what your requirements were. And so consequently, I studied everything. I've been a student of this for over 60 years. But when I was in the weapons development, you had access to almost all relevant classified information dealing with enemies and everything else. But and I made it my business to know and understand so that I could sort of have a handle on moving the programs that we needed to move for the next 10, 20, 30 years. So that's sort of background. But let's get into the program of the Third International, which I started. They set up this group to develop the program of the Third International to transform every square inch of the world into this new world order, a global system. And they picked their best and brightest from around the world. These were not people all from Russia. Some were from Russia, but they're from all over the world. And they worked for 9 years, and at the Sixth Party Congress in Moscow, the program was presented for final approval at the Sixth International Congress. There were over 500 delegates there from around the world. There were 25 from the United States. 20 of them were voting. And the party strength for International Congress was sort of based on the party level of activity in the various countries, just like the Democratic Party has today or the Republican Party. Your voting strength depends upon the number of members you have. So, and my conclusion, while I was at the War College, I collected information on the Sino-Soviet split stuff for 10 years, and when I was at War College, I had the time to pull together a book on that to show decisively and definitively that the Sino-Soviet split was a hoax. Now, Anatoly Golitsyn, who wrote New Lies for Old about 15 years later, he was a CIA informant. He was defected from the Soviet Union. He had been to their powerful schools, and when he was defected to Finland, he got out and came to the United States and advised the CIA for a while. But Golitsyn called the Sino-Soviet split a strategic disinformation program. Now,
stay right there. We've got a break. We'll continue with the program when we get back. And you got the bankers behind it all. Stay with us. General Bittenkay, Parton on the other side. General, we'll be back in a little over 3 minutes.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
General Parton joins us. General, I want to... This time we'll get past us here, run away from us. I want to get through the basic history of the Communist Third International, and then I want to get your take on why the entire neocon structure, the founders and leadership of it, are admitted Trotskyites who claim in the 60s they then decided to become neocons, and even liberal papers, headlines, Toronto Star, the ghost of Lenin walks the halls of the White House. That was a headline, and people go, well, these are conservatives. So I want to spend some time on that as well and talk about this global New World Order, what it's going to look like, how it's going to operate as it begins to come into view. But please continue, sir.
Let me make the point. As I said, the number one strategic disinformation program from 55 to about 1989 was the Sino-Soviet split, and it was used many. I listed, in that book, I listed 50 payoffs to the implementation of the program from that idea. And since 1991, the number one strategic disinformation program that they push is communism is dead. As a good friend of mine and a very knowledgeable person in these areas said, the only thing dead about communism is its enemies. You mentioned the Leninists in the Pentagon or well, other places. I may say they're probably more Trotskyites than they are Leninists. And the basic seminal document on terrorism.
No, you're right. The headline was The Ghost of Trotsky. Yeah. Excuse me, it wasn't Lenin. You're right.
Well, the seminal document on terrorism was written by Trotsky when he was head of the Soviet military, and the title was In Defense of Terrorism. And the basic, as I said, the basic conclusion of the book is if you don't support terrorism, you don't support the cause. And he says in his book, I'll just give you a couple of experts. He says you crush the enemy, you cut off the heads of traitors, you avenge treachery, or enemies of the new order. Unity of will, unity of direction, unity of action. He calls the non-communists the vulture class. Principles of compulsory labor, militarization labor, our savagery toward the bourgeoisie, which display no tendency to resist. He says it's a merciless struggle. It's an insolent challenge to the balance of forces. It goes on and on and on. The seminal document on terrorism was written by Leon Trotsky when he was around 1922. I don't know. It's been lifted everywhere from libraries and whatnot. I got my copy from the Army War College at Carlisle Barracks, and I've distributed a lot of those around. But anyway, going back to the program. The program, at the time they published the program in 1928, they adopted and published a companion document which covered wars of national liberation. Wars of national liberation was such a big part of their strategy for transforming the world that they had to publish a separate document for that. And it's, in fact, there's more pages in that document than there is in the program of Third International because the wars of national liberation are such a big effort. Now, what they did, the program calls what you do in banking, business, industry, and agriculture, almost every area of economic and cultural activity in the world is addressed in that program. And in the banking area, they pretty much implemented what they said they were going to do there on a global basis. Now, but from my point of view and from my interest militarily, I was always concerned with the program aspects that dealt with transforming and transferring country by country by country into this global hierarchy. And that's where I concentrated most of my effort. Most of the effort in the program and the Wars of National Liberation document deals with that transformation of power and transferring all the world into this new global hierarchy of regional governments. And there's no question that program is still operative. Let me just give you a quickie current example of something. Gus Hall wrote a book, Can We Survive Under Capitalism, about 35 years ago. And really, he says right off the bat, the crisis of the environment, like others, has its root cause in the characteristics of capitalism. And he goes on to say that the cause of pollution in the world is the profit motive of private business. And he says, on in the book, he says the ultimate solution, of course, is the creation of a planned society. In other words, socialize the world. And toward the end, he said, I'll just give you what he says at the end. It is hoped that this book will be a factor in helping the millions who are getting the experience of struggle in the movement against pollution to become a new force in the transition from capitalism to socialism. Now, I'll say this. The environmental front has been one of the chief causes of where we are in the economic and the fuel deficiencies in this country today. They have throttled fusion, the development, the scientific community has almost been organized to oppose it everywhere. And believe me, I was involved in a lot of that 20, 30 years ago.
Stay there, General. I want to continue along this line of discussion. I want to talk about the neocons. So I want to discuss them. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick, that one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Long's, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Martin, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, is our guest. He was pivotal in exposing the Oklahoma City bombing cover-up and the fact that charges were inside the building. And he's also been pivotal in the fight against the international communist program of enslavement. Now understand what the big bankers have done, and I've researched this in depth, and David Rockefeller's bragged about it, is they funded these criminal gangs to go and take over country after country to set up their New World Order. And look at how the Fortune 500 loves China. They love Russia. And, of course, the environmental movement, I know a lot of them, they will openly tell you they're communist. They're watermelons, green on the outside, red on the inside. And it's neo-feudalism. It's an excuse to grab and steal private property, destroy production in this nation. And then, meanwhile, none of those international treaties, Kyoto or any of them, are on China or on Russia or any other country. And they're the worst environmental offenders. I mean, they just throw nuclear reactors in their oceans, in the sea, in their lakes. They dump toxic waste. Their nuclear power plants explode and go critical. All of this goes on, but that's always ignored by the environmentalists. It's okay. Anything's okay for the struggle against the evil bankers, but it turns out the bankers are running the entire scam. General Parton, I want to go through the program, the steps they use to overthrow a country, then use that country as an engine to go at the next country, what stage we're at here in the United States. But before we do that, sir, I want you to go further than you've ever gone on air before. I'd like you to I mean, America's in too much trouble for us to mince words here, and you've never done that. And that's why we appreciate you. The neocons, Benjamin Chertoff, the rest of them, the Crystals of the world, openly, their daddies and others, especially Crystal, the head of the Trotskyites after Trotsky was killed down in Mexico. And they're implementing secret police in America. They're implementing biometrics. They're implementing all this classical control. They've hired Primakov as a consultant. We've confirmed that they hired Marcus Wolf, former head of the Stasi, as a consultant. I didn't believe that. I actually called and confirmed it with the Congress in the funding that he was paid several million dollars. I mean, this is wild. Who are these people posing as conservatives?
Well... the same kind of crowd was around doing their dirty work during the Roosevelt administration and almost everyone we've had since. I could go into a long story about a meeting that I participated in there in Washington, and one of these neocons was called on the carpet and a question that I had asked, Morton Blackwell, of course. But anyway, the...
Please indulge us. Tell us the story. Unless it's classified.
Well, I got a... you used to have a CPAC conference and another one, the technical side of elections, Norton Blackwell and Rita Irvine and the guy who heads up the Free Congress Foundation, set up another national meeting here in Washington where they were discussing a lot of the political things. And Morton sent the agenda to me and asked me my comments on it. He had sent the agenda of who was going to be participating, what they were going to be covering. And when I got the thing and looked at it, I said, my gosh, here they had one of the main event and the panels they have in the afternoon dealt with the subject, communism is dead, but what about the residual problems? And they had, that was the main panel for the afternoon, and they had three spokespersons addressing that, and none of the three really had a handle on the problem to address it. And, at the meeting, Morton, or at the time, I picked up the phone and called Morton and told him, I said, you can't have a meeting on that subject without having somebody address the problem of what's living and what's dead in communism, you know. You can't just say it's dead. You gotta discuss that. And he said, I'm on my way to Europe. I'll be back in a week and I'll call you and we'll discuss it further. He never called me, so I was at the meeting, participating in the afternoon panel, and I raised the question, I think, Reed Irvine was chairing the panel, and I asked Reed Irvine, I said, how can you have a meeting on this subject without having somebody addressing the issue or idea of what's dead and what's still alive and going? And he went into a little dither about it, so he passed the buck to Morton Blackwell, who's a national committee man, a very articulate guy, and it was embarrassing to him. So he turned to one of the neocons there and said, you've had a lot of experience in this area. Would you address the question? And the individual stood up and said, well, in my time, we all believed in the perfectibility of the socialist man. But you go to Moscow today, and the socialist man is an alcoholic bureaucrat who won't work, and sat down. And that was the answer to the question. But you can see what the depth of that answer.
There is no depth. It's paper thin. But I mean, specifically addressing. Everything you talk about in the program, America is turning into a police state, but our borders are wide open. I don't know if you know this, General, but even the Dallas Morning News admitted that Bush and Fox hired a PR firm, Rob Allen & Co., to run these illegal alien demonstrations, and they're being led almost entirely by admitted open communists, and then it's George Bush and Vicente Fox running the whole thing.
Well, there are a lot of worse things probably I could mention with respect to the drug traffic through there.
But specifically, I mean, the neocons, who are these people?
Well, just like in every administration we've had for a long time, they've been working toward the objectives of the program of the Third International. And they're people who come from all kinds of walks of life, but they're entrapped in or bribed into or set up in a sequence of positions that gives them lots of wealth and lots of power and lots of position. And That's been going on for decades and decades. The same thing happened when they set up the Soviet government in Russia. Of the 500, of the 525 or 30 top people in the government, from the deputy assistant secretary level, from the, all the way from the top down to the deputy assistant secretary level in the Soviet government, there's about 525 people. And the majority of those were people who were involved. Many of them escaped to Russia in the 1905 revolution and came to this country. And 333 of them came out of the Bronx in New York. Of those 500 and some positions. So you've had an orchestration of the people who were trained in and this program of the Third International, and they're working toward that objective. And just like the individual said there at that meeting in Washington, we believed in the perfectibility of the Soviet man. Yeah.
And then, now the entire neocon leadership, they were high-level communists, but it doesn't matter. Now they're good conservatives who we can trust, but Bush says he's for the assault weapons ban, and he's for open borders, and he signed back on to the United Nations UNESCO treaty, and on and on and on, and now Rupert Murdoch meets every week with Hillary, and the Bushes call Bill Clinton their surrogate son, and they're just all one big, happy, friendly family. General Parton, let's go through.
Let's step through the program. If we don't, we're not going to miss it.
Exactly. Let's go through how they implement this thing.
Now,
I'm
talking about the transfer of power. I'm not talking about what you're doing in banking, what you're doing in agriculture, what you're doing in trade. Trade, the WTO is managing the global part of the trade aspects. If you look at the program and what they're talking about doing in trade, WTO is the orchestrator of that. The World Trade Organization.
Sure, go through it. I mean, break down what
it'll be like. The program, though, with respect to transferring power from country to country to country into this global hierarchy, I said before, they divided the world into three different kinds of countries based on their vulnerabilities. The first group was what they called the capitalist countries, Western Europe, Australia, and Japan. To a certain extent, they considered the United States a capitalist country, but primarily a colonial country because of what they called the oppressed nations within. The Chicanos, the American Indians, the black community, and they promised them a war of national liberation to give them a separate country, just like what you have out there in the Southwest today, in, they call it, Antsland. The further you go west, the more intense the feeling is about this, and you go to California to make a speech, and they welcome you to Antsland, you know. And because they had committed to provide this revolutionary struggle to split off that part of the world, of the country, to a new Hispanic community. And the same thing had been promised to the South in the black community. But when they set up the Soviet Union, they promised all kinds of ethnic groups, countries. In fact, it was a country that was supposed to be set up for the Jewish community. But they never did that. They set up all these separate countries, nationality groups, but then they tried to Sovietize all of them. And that caused a lot of problems itself. But going back, they divided the world into three different kinds of countries. The capitalist countries were to be transferred to socialism by democratic processes. They were open societies, the legislatures that could subvert and take over those countries internally by their subversive processes. The second group of countries were countries they called the median level of development. They were countries that had a fairly sound and long-term economic basis, a balance, good balance between business, industry, and agriculture. And they had a strategy for where they were going to establish all these co-ops to break the back of business, and the profit motive, and set up a strong system of unions, and a whole bunch of other factors they were going to implement to transition those countries to socialism. But the rest of the world they classified as either a colonial or a semi-colonial. You all know what a colonial country is. It's the one that's occupied or controlled by a foreign country. A semi-colonial country is a free and independent nation that falls under the dominant influence of a major power. So everything in the Western Hemisphere fell under the dominant influence of the United States. We used to have a Monroe Doctrine, you remember? So everything in the Western Hemisphere was considered to be colonial or semi-colonial, and all the colonial and semi-colonial countries, which was most of the world, were to be transitioned and transformed into socialism by a war of national liberation. and they provided a very thick, not very thick document, but a detailed document on how you conduct a war of national liberation. Now, let me just step through those. A war of national liberation is a three-phase program. Phase one, they call the preparatory phase. You begin with infiltrating, recruiting, organizing, media control. You exacerbate the conflict thesis. If it's racial, whatever, you exacerbate the conflict thesis. You establish revolutionary justification. If you don't have a basis, you generate one. You have peaceful demonstrations, propaganda. You subvert the culture, religion, education, politics, values, the military, law enforcement, and agnosia. You undermine business, industry, and agriculture, and the family. Very important things to subvert. You subvert the institutions. You dismantle, you disseminate disinformation. You employ strategic deception. Environmentalism is one of the biggest fronts. Undermine the economy. Control money. Remove the death penalty and disarm the citizenry. Those are the last two things. Remove the death penalty and disarm the citizens. Then when you do that, at the appropriate time in the sequence of depending on where you are in the other nations and where the progress is there, you make a transition to what they call the period of escalating violence. And we're right now at that transition period, moving from the preparatory phase to the period of escalating violence. And not only this country, but a number of other countries. You start off with political assassinations, bank robberies. You remember some of the kids who were involved in the bombing in Oklahoma were picked up for bank robbing, right? That's where Trotsky had his initial fame, bank robbery. You get more people involved, you need more money. Kidnappings for ransom, terrorism. And terrorism plays a very major part in wars of national liberation. It produces intimidation, demoralization. You establish that you have no mercy. And they say if you want obedience, you establish that you have no mercy. And that's the way you get obedience and the resistance collapses. Destabilization with refugees, inflow of people, money, and equipment, guerrilla warfare, urban guerrilla warfare, limited warfare. You go as far as you need to go in violence to transfer power to a revolutionary council.
And so in a situation like that, you're in control of the government already. You're trying to bring in even greater levels of crisis. You march the government out, the police out, the military out to confiscate guns. You like it when then the population starts fighting back because it creates even more hysteria.
Sure. Now, the third phase is what they... And you take that, the phase two goes up to where you transfer power to a revolutionary council. And or revolutionary control, and you still may not control all the country, but you've taken over the power from the government. Phase three is what they call the period of exploitation. In other words, once you gain control of country X through a war of national liberation, you've gone through phase two. You're ready to move into period of phase three, where under the communist control. So what do you do in phase three? You liquidate the opposition. You liquidate or re-educate potential opposition. You perfect the new socialist, work to perfect the new socialist man. You provide a basis of operation for the next target countries. In other words, Castro in Cuba has been in the period of exploitation, training people in the Middle Americas and South America ever since around 1960. And I remember one time hearing a briefing where they said they had already trained way, way, way back there, already trained and placed in the United States 65,000 of those trained people.
But then they act like they're in a fight against the U.S., but meanwhile our own government is sending oil and grain to the Soviet Union. Meanwhile, David Rockefeller owns aluminum plants, Arm & Hammer. Meanwhile, they're writing obituaries for Mao when he dies. All of this is going on.
Yeah.
So, at the start of this hour, I talked about how the bankers, the big elite money men who don't like free market, who don't like competition, who want to consolidate total control, have been funding this all along. And Carol Quigley's book, Bill Clinton's Mentor, the head of the political science department at Georgetown, for those that don't know, he wrote a 900-plus page book. He said, we're the globalist, and we use the communist, and we use the fascist. We use anything that centralizes, and we've got a plan. He called it a program. I don't know if you've read that book, General.
I have it.
And I mean, he just runs through it all, but they don't. At the top, They don't call it communism.
Let me step through the rest of these things real quick so you can get on a common basis here. They moved to support the World Commonwealth of Independent States. Now, the former Soviet Union is now called the CIS, the Commonwealth of Independent States.
Yeah, notice something from, 70, 80 years ago is exactly what we have today. It's incredible.
You remove the public ownership, you go to public ownership of property, and you move to eliminate all religions. And now, there's been one significant change to that program. After World War II, you had a number of countries that had a war of national liberation underway. And World War II interrupted that, and
hold
a lot
there.
Of countries...
Hold it there, General. We got to break again. We'll come back. You can finish up. And then I want to get into what this program will look like if they get it in place, how it ties into the IMF, the World Bank, the WTO, because I've heard you in the past and read articles in the past quoting you where you get into how all this operates, because we're really moving into it. We'll be right back with General Parton.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we've gotten to the point of a major change to the program. Please continue, General Parton.
After World War II, there are a number of countries that had a war of national liberation underway that had not gone to completion. So they set up another strategy, and the communist world set up another strategy, and on an experimental base, they applied it in Egypt at first, and then and Nasser was the agent. That strategy was implemented. Nasser became the chief of state in Egypt. Party Congress in Moscow in 1960 adopted that that change in the strategy where those countries had gone to gain their freedom and independence without going to socialism. And they published that in the strategy that they used in the World Marxist Review, I think, in 1966. But that's in the public record. You can get the change in that strategy. Now, they remember Nasser was the agent there. They outlawed, actually, the open Communist Party got out of gas cans and crowbars and started burning and sacking Cairo. Nasser stood up with his 12 lieutenants and said, "We're your new law and order party." And they just took over, and the communists, you know, supported them.
Now, let's be clear.
Yep.
Their low-level people go out and carry out acts of terror, and then meanwhile their boss stands up and claims he's going to clean it up. Then they don't go after the actual communist. They go and arrest innocent people and blame them with it.
Well, in Egypt, they locked up everybody. You could find a fenced-in place to put them almost for a long time. But anyway, the block within strategy was adopted for those countries that had gained their independence without going to socialism. They applied it first in Egypt. The second place they applied it was in Iraq. They did the same thing in Iran. They did the same thing in Libya. And you had a little different process. They did in Lebanon what they're trying to do on the Mexican border. And all those countries down there in the Middle East have, generally, most every one of them have Soviet advisors and Soviet weapons.
Well, we're going to get to that later, but right now, for the person that's confused, I want to explain, why are elites, why are billionaires, why are the big bankers funding and always for this? I mean, people can't, they go, but communism's against rich people. Why are the rich guys funding it? Can you explain that?
Yes, and I will explain that if you want to talk about go from where we are to in the future according to their program. And this gets broader than just the military transition.
Yes, I want to do that. Let's do it.
Okay. They had planned to have what they called a Commonwealth of Independent States by the year 2000. If you track the World Marxist Review and their own publications, you'll find that they have agreed that they have slipped a few years.
Which is exactly what the bankers push, was that world government by 2000.
Yeah, well, CIS. And the Soviet Union calls it the CIS. And they plan to have the CIS by the year 2000. But that's the only date you'll find anywhere in the program. It's all accomplishing things as they go. Then you move into a period of globalism. They call it global corporate socialism, where you have global cartels for the distribution and production of, and distribution of goods and services. Then you move into a period of what they call interdependence. In other words, you're trying to establish interdependence. The WTO is working toward that in trade. So all these UN things are establishing this period of what they call a period of where they have a world socialist division of labor. From that, you can move into a withering way of the state. If you have a global organization controlling a world socialist division of labor and world trade, like
you
the
don't
WTO,
need countries anymore.
You don't need the state.
And you can have international corporations
run
it all who were behind it to begin with. The big money men behind it to begin with, taking over entire populations as their personal slaves.
Then you move into what they call regional government.
Stay there. We've got a break, General. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.